is an obligation in all scenarios. Ram says, Bein Oni, Bein Osher, Bein Bocher, Bein Baal Bone, Baal Isha Bone. I imagine if the Rambam was around now, he would say, Bein Bezum, Bein Bechai. We have an obligation to continue under all scenarios. And let's try not to let it create some sort of hisrashlus. Okay. Okay, so we are about to begin a new discussion. We just finished, I believe, discussion about pets. And now the discussion is going to turn to also a very interesting discussion, which begins in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif, again, once again, Shin Ches, but Simin Shin Ches, Sif, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel. Let's take a look at Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, where the Mechaber writes, Dover shehu mukta, mutra ligabo, ubuvachie menanea, afilu miktsoso, ukvar nisbarasiv gimel. The Mechaber reminds us of that which we already learned, that something which is mukta, even though it is usher to move, it is mutter to touch. Continues the Mechaber in Mem Gimel. Muta l'taltel mukta ayedei nificha. This is actually something which does come up every so often, and it's important to at least have this piece of information in your back pocket, that just like it is mutter to move mukta kil acher yad, or indirectly, so the same thing is true, that it's mutter to move mukta with your blowing, with your breath. So if there's a way to get something which is mukta by blowing it off the table, by blowing it away from you, that in fact would be permitted. That's what the Mechaber paskins in Mem Gimel. Let's skip for a moment to Mem Hey. Says the Mechaber, Aser lischoik b'shabbos v'yomtiv b'kadur. It is aser to play with a ball on Shabbos or Yom Tov, says Rama, v'yesh metirim. There are those that are meiko, and v'nogu lahakol, and we are noheg to be meiko. What is the reasoning behind this iser of playing with a ball on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Take a look at the Marmakomos in Maramakom 110, where the Beis Yosef quotes one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaOgur, who writes the following. Kosov b'Ogur b'shem Shibolei Haleket. The Ogur writes in the name of the Shibolei Haleket, She'oser lischek b'Shabbos v'yomtev b'kadurim she'enem ru'uyim lotzer al-pichoves. Dimim asi she'mitanfi al-yideitit v'ofer. Says the Ogur that there is an iser to play with a ball, any ball which can't double as the cork for a bottle of wine, which most of our bowls are unable to. Any ball which is not, does, has no other use, but just is thrown around in the dirt and the mud, it becomes disgusting, and therefore we view it as not having any use, and therefore it is aser. V'chein, kader shel eitz, aser l'talteloi u'litzchok boy. There's an iser to play with any of these type of balls. They are considered to not have any usage, and therefore it would be usher to use them. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kof Nun Zayin. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Bekadur, Beinim Hishal Nir, whether it's made of paper, Oshal Eitz, or wood, She'ein Shem Kli Alav. It's not considered to be a Kli. Mach Masharoi Lislek Bo. Just the very fact that you could play with the thing, you know, you could play with a rock as well. That doesn't give something the shame, Kli. Bahavi ke'evin, it's like a stone. shehu mukta migufo. It's considered mukta machmas gufoi. And therefore, afilu betiltu ba'alma aser l'deyazu. According to the Shita, it is aser to move whatsoever. It is considered mukta machmas gufoi. That was the Shita of the Ogur, which quotes the Shita of the Shibayle Haleka, which the Mechaber quotes. As we saw, the Ramah quotes Shitas HaTosfos, who disagrees with this. The Ramah, in fact, writes, Vinagu Lahakil. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun Ches, who explains the Shita of the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun Ches, Sivka in Kuf Nun Ches, V'yesh Matirin, there are those that are Mekel, Efsher, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's their reasoning? Shetaimam shekevan she'osoy lekath, umiyuchad lezeh b'tmidos, loishayich b'shem mukta uchad le'er. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chora, what we are talking about over here, is a ball or an item which is designated specifically for this purpose. And just like we said earlier, in Siv, Chav Beis in Shulchan Aruch, that anything which you designate clearly before, even if it was a rock, anything at all, which is designated before, you would be allowed to use. It's not considered to be mukta. Therefore, there would be no problem with this as well. And that is the Shita of the Ramah. That seems not to prohibit a ball inherently because it's a ball, because after all, it is designated for the usage to play with it, even before Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Continuing in the same Sivka on the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Nun Ches. Umikol makon l'chule alma aser lischoik b'rishus harabim. You have to be very careful, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's one issue of mukta which perhaps we have circumvented by saying that it's designated, but there's an entirely other issue of haitzah b'rishus harabim on Shabbos and Yom Tov in the when there's no Erev. Va'afilu b'karmelis b'shabbos de'bekalu sheyipol l'chutz midalet amitz ve'asi le'esuyet avol b'yomtiv mutar afilu b'rishus harabim lisfak bo p'lidayazu. So issue number one that one could easily run into when it comes to playing with a ball is mukta. The Ramah Mishnah Berurah seem not to be so concerned about that. Issue number two, haitzah, which again, if you have an Erev, is much less of an issue. Continues the Mishnah Berurah with issue number three. V'chol zeh kishe soichek shelo yal gabei karka. This is all talking about when you're not playing on the dirt, on the ground. Aval, al gabei karka l'chuli alma osar. But if you're playing on a dirt floor, according to everyone, this is going to be osar. Mishum chshash ishruye gumois. Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara tells us, that very often, in the time of Chazal, there is a gezeira, that you can't do much on a dirt floor, which many of their floors were, not allowed to sweep on a dirt floor, you're not allowed to play games on a dirt floor. The reason is because we're concerned that a person is going to be mashve gumos. That means there'll be a little hole in his floor somewhere, and he'll smooth out that hole with other dirt. That is considered to be an iser, maybe daraisa, perhaps derabanan, pashas daraisa, of Ishvuye Gumas, that's an Isser of Boina, and therefore, there's a Gezerah that one is not allowed to play on such a floor, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we're nervous that you're going to come to flatten it out. It's not great to play a game of whatever you're going to play. The case of the Gemara is talking about like a game of, sounds like jacks. You can't play that when the floor is not flat and straight, and therefore you may come to flatten the floor. That could be an issur d'oraisa of mashvigumos of boina, and therefore the Ramos, the Mishnah Berurah says this is all that we're talking about of playing on a floor is not talking about playing al karka on a dirt ground. L'chuliyama aser mishum chshash shvuya gumos uchidu lekamon, like we're going to learn later, the simin shin lamet ches leinyan shchikas egozim. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, you have to know your children. You know, if your children are going to say, you know, okay, thank you very much for the, teaching me the halacha, but I'm not giving up my Shabbos afternoon sport. I'm not stopping to play. So Mishnah Berurah says, there's no there's no point in telling the person, because as we know in general, there is a principle of mutav shiya shoygin va'alyu mezidin, that we'd rather a person, if we know a person's not going to listen, so we'd rather them be a shoygeg and not have the information, then you give them the information. They're still going to do it, but they're amazing. So anytime you give a person information, anytime you give a person mussar, one always has to take into account this very important halacha. Mutav shiya shoygeg va'alyu mezidin. You might be doing a tremendous, you're trying to help the person. You might be doing the person a tremendous disservice. Until now, they were a shoygeg. They're not going to be able to be oimed al yitzram. They're not going to be able to overcome their yetzer and to refrain from doing it. And therefore, the halacha is better not tell them. Mutav shiyashoygim v'alyu mezidin. I'll just mention parenthetically, since the Chafetz Chaim brought this up now, that this halacha of mutav shiyashoygim v'alyu mezidin is a halacha which we paskin is only relevant when we're talking about a halacha which is not mefurish b'teira. But anything which is mefurish b'kra, mefurish b'teira, we assume that a person knows and he's already not considered to be a shoygig but a mezid, and then one could give mussar without any of these concerns. Now there's separate concerns about whether if a person's not going to listen, there may not be any point in giving mussar. But this concern of mutiv sheshoygim va'ayu mezidin, the poskim say, is really only relevant in a scenario where we're talking about something which is not mefurish b'kra. So a person has to know when he's teaching his children, when he's giving mussar to his children, make sure that it's something that they will be willing to uphold. Otherwise, you may be doing them a disservice. So there's three concerns when it comes to playing ball that we have to take into account. We have to take into account mukta. It sounds like the Ramah is not so concerned about that. Shulchan Aruch is. And as you will see, the Svardish Apoiskim are very, very machmer about this for numerous reasons. But you will follow this trend that when it comes to playing ball on Shabbos, you will notice that the Svardish Apoiskim are very, very machmer. That trend already begins with the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch is not willing to even give up an inch on the halacha of mukta. Even though based on the rules that we've set up, you would think that this is miyuchad, this is set aside. The Shulchan Aruch is still machmer. He says it doesn't have a shem kli. But the Ramah is mekel. So there is the concern of mukta, which the Ramah is not so concerned about. There is the concern of boina, if you're playing on a dirt floor. And as we'll see, that may apply even on a non-dirt floor. And there is a concern of haitzah if there is no eruv. So,
but the gomer is a maybe, and you need to machshava. So there are two minuses over here. It's okay. Not a definite.
That's a very, very good point. That's a very good point, which we will address in just a moment. A fantastic point that based on the rules of Hilcha Shabbos, which we've discussed quite a while ago, but we've discussed in great detail, Davar Shena Miskavin, Melacha Shena Tzricha L'Gufa, it does seem a bit strange that we are so concerned about the Gumois, so let's elaborate upon that in just a moment. But based on this Ramah, we can now understand how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa paskins. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in
Maramokta.
What?
Why is it Mokta?
Why is what Mokta?
Oh.
The ball is mukta because the Shulchan Aruch considers it to be mukta machmas gufa. Mukta machmas gufa.
And just the fact that if we are playing sport, like we are playing whatever basketball or soccer, why it's considered that it shouldn't, like it's asr?
Well, let's see. Let's finish the conversation. We'll come back to questions if they're still relevant. So let's
see. It sounds like Ramoy agrees that it's mukta. He just make it, yeah.
If what?
It sounds like Ramoy agrees that it's
agrees mukta, that, but he's mekel. It sounds like the Ramoy agrees that there's different shittas in the Rishonim, but he holds you could be mekel because of the svara that it was designated. Let's finish the conversation, then we'll take questions. Says the Shmir Shabbos in Mar Malkum 111, very important Shmir Shabbos. Says Rav Noiver B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, Misachke Kadur, those individuals that like to play ball, Al Gabi Shulchan, either a ball on the table, oiba avir. So you're playing a catch, or you're playing ping pong. Could go in tennis shulchan. Oh, ping pong. Okay, look. Ein lesser. I don't know if tennis shulchan is actual his actual modern day Hebrew, but he translated it as ping pong for all those that were not sure. Ein lesser, you cannot prohibit this. Bein b'soich habayis ubein mibachutz labayis. So Baruch Hashem, that staple of the Shabbos afternoon, those long Shabbos afternoons in the summer, the ping pong, which has become part of many people's Shabbos, says the Shemir Shabbos, ein lesser. You can't ask such a thing. Bein b'soich habayis, whether it's indoor ping pong, ubein michutz labayis, whether it's outdoor. Of course, mikmakum shiyesh eruv imtzarach. Of course, if it's not a rishus harabim, misachke kadur al adama al adesha. But if we're talking about something which you play on the ground, basketball, soccer, baseball, these type of sports, kigon kadur regel. I think that soccer, not football, but football would probably fall into the same category. Asurim. These are also to play on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'afilu al mishetach merutzav. Very important, says the Shemir Shabbos. Even if you're playing in a gym, you are not playing on a outdoor field. So there's no concern of mashve gumos. You're playing on concrete. You're playing on a basketball court. So what's the concern of mashve gumos? There was a gezeira made by Chazal that any of these sports, which is often played on a dirt floor, you can't even play on a non-dirt floor. Va'afilu mishetech merutzov, kigon al migrash merutzov, asphalt, obatun, aval ein lesa lesachek agabe mishetech merutzov shebisoy chabayis ure'ei le'hola. So here he has a very interesting compromise. He says there is a gezeira that you're not allowed to play these sports at all, because these sports are normally played on a dirt floor, and there's a concern of being mashva gumos. Very important, halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi said. These sports that are normally played on a dirt floor certainly cannot be played on a dirt floor, he says, and certainly cannot be played even on a non-dirt floor outside. But if it's inside, and it's inside on a non-dirt floor, on a wooden floor, on a ceramic floor, on any floor that we normally have inside, so he says, such a gezeira, we are not going to go so far and make, and therefore you are allowed to play these sports. Continues in the footnote, that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman, like many people are saying, are thinking on our certain right now in our shir, who's saying that even Sfardim could be makel on this. Because how could you consider such a thing muktzah? At the end of the day, it's designated for a certain purpose. That is never going to be considered to be muktzah. V'chein hevi v'sefer shvus yitzchut b'shem ha'gven Rabbi Yosef Shalom el Yosher Shita, shebizmaneinu hoil umiyutzarim. It's not like I just took a rock and decided to make a ball. But this is considered to be created. This basketball was designed specifically for this purpose. How could you consider this to be a mukta? So comes Rav Shlomo Zalman, comes Rav Yoshev and says, I don't even understand bizman hazeh, the tzad to be machmer, even according to the mechaber. So assuming that you've gotten rid of any gezeira of mashva gumos, we're not talking about a dirt floor, we're not talking about something which was normally done on a dirt floor, or we're talking about inside. So there's no gezeira of mashva gumos, so you're going to strain out the floor, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, says Rav Yashiv, there is no problem of mutzav izman hazeh. These balls aren't something that some kid dreamt up one day is going to use as a ball. We're no longer talking about the yarn balls of yesteryear when we would play stickball. We're talking about a fancy ball. You went to Modell's and you got something which was created for this specific purpose. That is considered for sure, says Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, even according to the Sfardim, not considered to be mukta. However, As I mentioned, let me just finish. But as I mentioned, this far, you will notice a trend that the Sfardim are very, very machmir. When it comes to these things, you'll notice they bring over here the sheet of Rav Avadya in Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadya has at least one lengthy tshuva, I believe, in Yabia Omer, perhaps more than that, where he goes and speaks adamantly against playing ball on Shabbos. He holds that it is a big problem for numerous reasons. He holds that it's mutzah. I don't care if this is why it was manufactured. And he holds that perhaps it's an usher of Zilzul Shabbos. But take a look at the Yalkut Yosef in Maramakam 112, where they explain Rav Avadya's shita to forbid ball playing on Shabbos whatsoever. Even ping pong, it would sound like, he is coming to be machmer. Take a look, 112, Rabbi say, Yalkut Yosef. Yesh oimrim, she'osr le'sachek be'kader be'shabbos u'v'yomtiv. It's also to play any type of ball on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ve'osr le'talteloi. And you can't even move such a thing. Afilu le'tzarech gufoi u'mekoimo. This is real mukta, he says. Afilu le'tzarech gufoi u'mekoimo. Ve'yesh cholkim u'metir. And there are those that are cholik, and they are matir le'sachik bo u'mekoimos. Only if she'yesh ritzu v'chotzer mu'reves. There's no problem of carrying of haitzam. There's no problem of mashvek umas. Uli didan, but Asvardim comes Rav Avadya, Uli didan ha'ikir kisvara rishayna. The ikir is like the svara rishayna, we are machmer. V'hein emes, sheish makum loymar, shume'achar ubeis acharoshes miyatzer mitchilas ha'kadur l'shem yisrael. And I understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, says Rav Avadya, and I understand what Rav Yoshev is saying. I understand that it's hard for many of you to understand why I would consider this muktzah if at the end of the day, this is created like any other kli for this exact purpose. How could you tell me that this is muktzah? Says Rav Avadya, I know what you're going to tell me. There's no designation which is greater than this. This is created for this specific purpose. How can you, Rav Avadya, consider this to be muktzah? It's not even considered like a stone or like wood. This is even greater than a stone that you came and you decided you're going to use for a purpose that we said is not considered muktzah. This is better than that. The people that designed and created and fashioned this ball was for a specific purpose of playing. Why would this be muktzah? Nice of a maizera mikomakom leinyindina ein lehakol bazel ledidan. There is no room to be mekel. But zati advarim b'fnei maron adoyin avoyi moiri v'rabbi shlita. That's Rav Avadya. V'hiskem imanu ledina. Lesser gam bekadra meyuchad lemischak. So it's difficult to understand, Rabbi Yisai. It is difficult to understand why they still hold its muktzah. If at the end of the day, there was a tremendous yichud. I set this aside. There was created for this. Why would it be considered muktzah? I understand the concern of mashve gumos. I understand the concern of hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. But a concern of muktzah is very difficult to understand. As Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yoshev pointed out, yet the Sfardim are not willing to budge on this. I would argue that perhaps there's a separate element over here that they weren't happy about people playing ball on Shabbos for Shabbos purposes. They thought that it was a zilzul on Shabbos like other poskim bring, and therefore they didn't want to let up whatsoever. And they said, Aser, Aser, Aser. Shulchan Aruch says it's Aser. We're not going to look for kulas for someone to do something that we don't think is appropriate to do. Anyway, perhaps there is that element as well. At the end of the day, it's hard to be makel for Sfardim. Rav Avadya came out very, very adamantly against it. But me'ikir adin, if it's on a wooden floor indoors, and there's no issue of haitzah, it's hard to argue that there is an issue of muktzah.
Oh, what about the gezerah? According to Rav Shlomo and Shmiras Shabbat, if you're playing basketball, or if you're playing either in a gym indoors or you're playing punch ball on a concrete surface, is there a problem?
According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if it's both on a concrete surface and indoors, then there's no problem. But if it's either outdoors or not on a concrete surface, so then it would be a problem. You need both. You need both characteristics.
But even if Shlomo Zalman, though, it sounds like if it's a sport played outside that normally played on a hard surface like basketball, that should be okay.
Yes. So that the words of Shlomo Zalman do indicate that his only concern is something which is normally played on a dirt floor. So that is subject to modern day poskim, how they understand Shlomo Zalman, and I would venture to say also how they understand sports in general. But so it's a little bit unclear to me whether they just assume that basketball many poskim aser outside. I don't know if they're assuming that people will play basketball not on the asphalt. I don't know exactly, but you're right. Me'ikar adin, it would seem that if a person is playing a sport which is always played on, which is never played on a dirt floor, so then that wouldn't be an issue. So when it comes to like a punch bowl or paddle bowl or one of these type of things, so I don't know how it's normally played, but basketball, generally speaking, at least in America, is played on a on an asphalt. So then there is room to be makel even outdoors, according to Shlomo Zalman. Now again, Rabbi Yisrael, we're only talking about me'ikar hadin mitzad chotza muktza and mashvagumos. Whether this is appropriate or not, we will discuss in just a moment.
What about the
ping pong? There is no zilzo?
Well, we'll discuss that in just a moment.
So something like tennis, which is sometimes played on a dirt floor, you would never allow to play it even on a hard floor.
On a hard floor indoors, Rav Shlomo Zalman would still be mako.
Even if it's played outside?
If sometimes it's played outside on a dirt floor, then indoors with a hard floor, he would be making.
What about a ball that is attached to a string on a paddle? I think it's called a paddle ball or something. So it's not even designed to be used outside. It's designed to be used in that environment, or like, for example, a pool table where the balls are meant to be only inside the pool and there's a lip on the outside of it. My question really comes down to, according to Svardim, according to Rav Avadia, every single ball that's a cylinder is automatically muksa? Or is it concerned more because of all these other issues that we brought up than I guess by plug, so then across the board it's muksa?
So I was giving some sort of theory behind why he's machmer. You're right, according to my theory, then maybe there's room to be makel, but it's just a theory. And at the end of the day, I can't understand it exactly. At the end of the day, it sounds like he's being machmer across the board.
Even
ping pong, any of these things, it sounds like he's being machmer. That's how Sfardim normally understand
it. They even have these toys. They give them out in shul, I think, where like, you know, the ball pops up, whatever. It's a little foam ball.
They give them out in the Ashkenazi shul or the Sfardi shul?
I don't know. You're right.
Well, Can we clarify, Rabbi? I don't know. Again, I'm trying to understand. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, then, to play a baseball or punch ball outside on Shabbat or on Yom Tov, where there's an Erev, which is played on a dirt floor sometimes, but in a park, but now it's on the sidewalk here in the city. No,
that would only be allowed indoors. That would only be allowed indoors. Since it's sometimes played on the dirt, you need both qualifications. You need to be indoors and on a hard floor.
What about basketball, never played on grass?
So basketball, I'll pee the rules. That's what Josh was pointing out before. I'll pee the rules that this place can point out. L'chora should be allowed even outside. It happens to be that some place can use basketball as an example. So I'm not sure exactly why. So that's why I'm hesitant to say. But they use basketball as an example, something which would be usher outside. So
Is it a low plug? Usually when they make a gzera, it's a low plug. You found one way that you could do it. But if they asked it, no?
Yeah, the question is, what did they ask it? So it sounds like for many places, what they asked it is anything which is played on a dirt floor. Low plug that they asked it.
Gotcha.
Rabbi, could it be that when they made the Xera, it was very common to have those sports done on the grass? They didn't have that much paved surfaces. But now where most of the sports, like especially basketball and others, that they're all done on asphalt or paved surface, there would be no reason for Xera, because it hardly happens that one plays that on a grassy surface.
That's right. So that's what the place game are pointing out, that it depends. It depends on certain things, like we just mentioned. Certain baseball is played. So you have to know what sport you're talking about.
Many years ago, it was a tradition in Far Rockaway that there was always a punch bowl game on Reed's Lane on Yom Tov. Is that I guess that would be a problem according to what we're saying, because punch bowl.
That sounds like a problem for many reasons. That's an interesting tradition. But that's fascinating. That sounds like good. If punch bowl is played sometimes on dirt floor, it would seem not only to be not appropriate, but it would seem to be also me'ikra din according to most poskim. Yeah,
that's why the tradition left.
Oh, gavaldik. Okay. I'm glad to have some Far Rockaway history over here. But let's continue now. We're not finished with this topic yet. Like as many people are pointing out, there seems to be an overarching reason to perhaps be concerned beyond
Last question. The kids throwing football outside.
So if it's not the game of football, it's just the catch. So a catch, I think, would be okay, because again, it's not something which is done on a floor at all, meaning the floor is not involved at all. And,
run on the floor, they still.
No, but it doesn't. The game is not played at all on the floor. The floor is not involved in the game. You wouldn't be mashved gumos. Not like baseball or handball, any of these, where the ball is meant to bounce on the floor. Here, the ball is meant to stay away from the floor. So I would think that there's makum to be made over there if it's just a catch.
What about bicycle riding?
Let's transition right now to bicycle riding. So, what about other? So we're discussing ball. But we have to discuss other recreational activities. So one which is often discussed is, as was just mentioned, is it permitted to ride a bike on Shabbos, a scooter now? Now they have all sorts of different modes of transportation, even for children, anything to make sure that no one has to walk anywhere. So would any of these things be permitted on Shabbos? So here we have to take a look at the Tshuva's Rav Pa'olim. He was a major tshuva. He penned a major tshuva in this area. We have it here in Maromakom 113. Where over there, the Rav Pa'olim, who is the Ben Ishchai, of course, writes as follows. Maromakom 113. She'ela nish'alti me'es ha'yakar ha'maskil. Okay. Be'ir Bambei. Nimtza koron she'koron gari. She'kavua bo shnei gilgalim. This strange type of apparatus. It has two wheels on it. And there are no animals that are pulling it. And there are no people that are pulling it. Unbelievable. There's a person that sits on it, and somehow this just goes. He's able to somehow with his feet keep the wheels going. And he wants to know, remember, Ben Ishchai is we're talking about the turn of the century. He died in the early 1900s. So this is probably towards the, as you can see, this is not something he's so familiar with over here. So they asked the Shaila, is there a problem with the Gari, with the bicycle? Hine, kike nira di yesh lahater lirkoiv begari, ze hanizker b'sha'ela. It sounds like it's mutter. Of course you need an Erev. It sounded like he understood that the question was coming from the perspective of Zilzul Shabbos, and he holds that this is not considered to be Zilzul Shabbos. Why does he hold this is not Zilzul Shabbos? Take a look at a fascinating tshuva. Kevan tshuva b'soyche ir sheyesh ba'erev, dechola ir nachsheves b'rishos hayachid, deyesh lismach ala mitirim b'zeh b'ferish. So why is this considered to be not uvda dechol? It sounds like he holds it's not uvda dechol because there's no reason to aser mitzvah halacha. Meaning that if you uvda dechol, he defines as something which it looks like someone might be violating halacha. Or something where there's no even look, it doesn't even appear that there's a violation of halacha. So then there's no problem of uvda dechol. V'oid ika snif taima benidan dida, delay mechsek uvda dechol, mishum shebezeh agari and nizka b'sheila ala roiv, eino oiso lirkoi vo elarak odom echod levado. We're not talking about a tandem bike over here. We're talking about the bike for one person. Fascinating svara. We have to question whether this would be a plot, whether this would apply. The entire underlying svara logic behind the Ben Ishchai Rabbi say, which is the often quoted tshuva in this area, you have to know, you can't just quote tshuvas, you have to know where they're coming from. The Ben Ishchai is mostly concerned about Uvdin Dechol, which he understands to be only a concern if there's a chash that it looks like you are going to be leaving the Erev or going on a far distance. He says no one's going to take this bicycle anyplace far, and therefore there is no problem of Uvdin Dechol. If you take a look at a fascinating piece of literature in a Sefer Simchas Kohen, written by a Svardi Rav, again, in the early 1900s, he writes that the Ben Ishchai, in fact, when he got word of how these bicycles were being used, and in fact, people were taking them to far distances, there are people that ride to work every day on their bicycles. Anyone who's done one of these bike for chai type of things knows you could go pretty far on a bicycle these days. Some of these bicycles are more expensive than my car. So is it so simple that the Ben Ishchai would apply bisman hazeh? So says the Sefer Simchas Kohen binogei leheter b'halichas ofanayim b'Shabbos, that which the Ben Ishchai permitted to ride a bike on Shabbos, shekasafti b'sifri shenilmeli sheshamati mipi magidei emes sheharad rab ba'olim chazar boy. He retracted his psak halacha. The Ben Ishchai retracted his psak halacha, and he held that it was, in fact, usur. Why? One of the reliable Rabbanim told me that the Ben Ishchai retracted his psak. Much less known is the retraction than the actual psak. Why did he retract his psak? Vili barer da arav atzmoi. And it's clear to me that even if he didn't retract, if he would understand the terrible michshol that would have come from being matar a bicycle on Shabbos, he certainly would have retracted. And I have no doubt that his neshama in the yeshiva shamala nischaret al dvarav regrets having paskin such a thing. Ki kabalti yediyos mimekoymoy shesomcha lahatir al pipsak shaloi behande behoidu umekoymoy sancherim shebeavonoseinu harabim yotzu mizem mirshoyles rabim. I know that this psak is causing him a lot of tsar because of the mirshol that came from such a psak. Ve'echad chacham eretz yisrael shenimtza sham her lehem et sifri ve'eze mehem chordu ve'chodlu. Bani batuach, sherab pa'olim zal melitz alai ba'olim halalyoin, shel tzaltim michshol sharabim. What? I can imagine how excited, how happy he is that I am saving him and retracting this psak for him. And therefore, and no one should rely on the Ben Ishchai who allowed riding on Shabbos. Now, like any retraction, it wasn't done b'chsav, and therefore, there are those who contest the retraction, and that's why it's still published as part of the Tshuvas Rav Pe'olim. There are many that say that no, he never retracted, and therefore one can still rely upon this psak. So you have a psak from the Ben Ishchai that says that riding a bike on Shabbos is not a problem of Uvda Dechol, of Zilzal Shabbos, and you have some controversy as to whether he ever retracted this or not. That's why Svardim, you will see, being much more meiko when it comes to riding a bike. They are being soimech on this tshuva of the Ben Ish Chai and assuming that there was never a retraction. When it comes to Ashkenazim, we have to take a look at a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, where he writes in Ma'ar Makom 115, he says it is usher categorically, no exceptions, to ride a bike on Shabbos. Migimel time, I'll give you three reasons, says Rav Lazar Voldenberg. Gezeira shem yotzuchut tzutchum. Once you get on that bike, Rabbi Isai, it's tough to get off. Once you get going, you keep going. And it's very likely, he says, that you will be leaving the tchum without even realizing it. Beis, mishum de'uvdin de'chol, di'esh b'zeh asei shel Torah. This is not Shabbistic. Obviously a very vague area of halacha, which has to be defined. But this is something which belongs in the category of Uvdun Dechol. It is not considered within the spirit of Shabbos. And Uvdun Dechol is nothing to be taken lightly. The Ramban writes that the mitzvahs asei mid'araisa of Shabbos, Shabbosoin comes to include things which are not Shabbistic. So just because it's hard to give a clear definition does not mean that it is not a serious Isser. It could be an Isser asei mid'araisa. Reason number one, chutz l'tchum. Reason number two, Isser asei mishum Uvdun Dechol. Reason number three, take a look at this, Rabbi Isai. Noisuf l'zeh yesh b'zeh gam ha'gzeira shel shema yitaken mona. There's a gzeira that what happens when the chain falls off? You fix it. What happens when something happens with the wheel? You're going to fix it. And then you're coming into contact with a real iser de'araisa. You could have to even blow up the wheel, which may be an iser de'araisa. So therefore comes the Tzitz Eliezer and asters across the board for three reasons. Gzeira shema yotzu chutz l'tchum, uvdu dechol, and a gzeira shema yitaken, you might have to come to fix it. And that's why most Ashkenazim will prohibit riding a bike on Shabbos. Take a look once again at the Yalkut Yosef, quoting the Shita of the Sfardim, the Psak Halacha for Sfardim, Ma'ar Makom 116, where Vavadya is quoted, Yesh Lahoyrois, Lahachmir, Shaloi Lirchov Alafnayim, Hamayu Odim, Anoshim Gedoilim, Ve Shabbos. He as well comes to be Machmir on riding a bike on Shabbos, so he does not seem to accept the kula of the Ben Ish Chai. It's important to point out, yes, there are Sfardim that are Mekel, Sfardim that are reliable, that are Mekel, because they rely on the tshuva of the Ben Ish Chai. But as we mentioned, many hold that the Ben Ish Chai retracted, and Rav Avadya Yosef seems to be Machmer. But you will notice that when Rav Avadya is Machmer, he does add in a very, very important caveat, which opens up an entire Pandora's box. Because what he said is usher, he says, is hamiyuodim la'anoshim gedolim b'shabbos. It is usher to ride a bike, which is designated for adults. What Rav Avadya seems to be saying over here is that he agrees with all of the reasons of the Tzitz Eliezer. You take a look in Os Gimel. He says it's of the Dechol. He says maybe you go Chutz Tchum. He's concerned about Shema Yisakin, exactly like the Tzitz Eliezer. But it does sound like he does leave room to allow it for children in the nature of a riding, not in terms of transportation, but in terms of recreation. And that we will have to elaborate upon in just a moment. If you continue in Oz Gimel over there in Rav Avadya, he brings a very interesting tshuva from the Or Litzion, who writes, "Ukamosha Kosta b'Sefer Or Litzion." Aside from these three reasons of Uvda Dechol, Chutz L'Tchum, and Shema Yisaken, he says the Or Litzion writes, "Imikir Adin Shori Lirkava Afnayim Regilos." Even if you hold that may ikar hadin, it is permitted to ride a bike. Ela de'asam idin shenogu lesser bezeh v'habikidvarim hamutarim He said, even if you are one of those that holds like the Ben Ishchai and holds that Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter, even for you it's aser, because Minag Yisrael has adopted that it's aser. Obviously, this is a harder room to, this is harder to argue once you come into the category that this has become the Minag. Has it really become the Minag or not? But as we can see, most Poiskim, Ruba de Ruba of the Poiskim, do come and say that there is an Isser, certainly, of riding a bike on Shabbos. You will notice that there are times that people are Mekel. I personally know someone that was Noheg every single Shabbos. He was a Balkaira. He wanted to make a little bit extra money. So he was a Sephardi. He would take his bike and ride to a separate community in a way that it wasn't Chutzat Chum. He was being Soimech on the Ben Ishchai. So you will find here and there, even very, very big people that rely on this Ben Ishchai. It hasn't been rejected from Halacha, but the overwhelming majority of Poskim, both certainly Ashkenazi and even Sephardi, seem to reject the notion and say that it is Aser. But as we mentioned, everything we've been discussing so far seems to be a bike which is used by adults, which is used for the mode of transportation. I should mention for a moment that there are Poskim that say, so far we've asked for three reasons. Chutzut chum, shemi yisakin, maybe you'll fix it. Shemi yisakin, maybe you will, maybe you'll fix it. And then we had the third reason as well, that it's uvda dechol. There is a fourth reason which comes up in Poskim. I'll just mention very quickly. I don't see any of the Poskim over here mentioning it, but you will find a fourth reason in the Poskim, which is very fascinating to consider. I believe if you take a look at the tshuva from Rav Avadia, he mentions this as well. And that is that we know that there's an Isser to ride a horse on Shabbos. That's a real bona fide Isser derabanan, to ride a horse on Shabbos. The concern of riding a horse on Shabbos, it was, of course, that you're going to rip off a branch and hit the horse to make it go faster. Now that doesn't apply to a bike. I do ride bikes. I'm not a bike for chai guy, but I have rode a bike before, and I don't believe that hitting it with a stick does anything. So that exact gezeira will not apply. However, there are achronim that argue that the way that Chazal formulated the gezeira wasn't just around riding a horse, but rather was any form of transportation. Now there are questions of this in terms of sugyas. That have to do with going on a boat on Shabbos. It doesn't sound like it's us because of transportation. That's a separate, we won't get involved in the sugya right now. But you should just know that there are places that prohibit a bike on Shabbos because they say that included in that gezeira is any form of transportation. Let's just finish the sugya, then I'll take your question, Alan. So, but that's all these four reasons across the poskim of asering riding a bike. That could be argued that it only applies to a bike which is being, that a bike that is, that people are riding for the purpose of transportation. What happens when it comes to children's bicycles or children's tricycles? So if you assume that there's a concern of Shema Yisakin over here, so the moment that that applies to a child's bike, it would also be usher. If the reason that you are going to prohibit is because of Shema Yisaki, so the same thing could apply to child's bike, that you're going to blow it up, that you're going to fix the wheel. Any of those things might be a concern, and therefore one has to be concerned. If you take a look at the Shmir Shabbos in Mar Mokum 117, says the Shmir Shabbos, Tlas oifen shetzamige galgalov, he allows a child to ride a tricycle, assuming, very important, that the wheels of the tricycle are not inflatable tires. If they are inflatable tires, he is concerned that you're going to blow them up on Shabbos, and that would be an Isser, it could be an Isser de Raisa. So if it is a non-inflatable tire type of tricycle, he does allow a child to ride it within the house, within an Eruv, within an Eruv. However, he continues, V'hu adin l'gabe galgalim, o galgalos, different types of scooters and rollerblades, those type of things, v'myesh aleim pa'amon, if it has a bell on it, toiv lahasir mibayom, you should remove it before Shabbos. Kidei shelo yovel et saltzelbo b'Shabbos b'yom. Avo ein lirkov alofnayim regilim, gamim gagaleim asuim migomi mutz. Don't ride a regular bike, even if it's not the inflatable type of wheels. Bafilo afnayim hamiyudim lekatanim. And even if we are talking about something which is designated for children. Says the Shrinshat and Makma Shanazgu Isr Bitlas Ofen, but Korkinato Bagagolas Ain Le Haka. So here we enter a very, very vague area of halacha. So anything, it sounds like the Shemir Shabbos is going to prohibit anything with the type of wheel which has to be blown up, because it's very likely over there that you're going to have to blow it up, and there's a gzeira shema yisaking. So across the board, he wants to aser me ikar hadin, anything with a wheel that has to be blown up, and anything with a wheel or a chain that fell off, of course, you can't fix it on Shabbos. That was going to be a gzeira of being misakin. But if something doesn't, if something is fully functioning and something is not the type of wheel that has to be blown up, so now you enter a very vague area of halacha. He asers any two-wheelers and permits a three-wheeler. That distinction, again, one could argue, what's the distinction? At the end of the day, if it's all a toy, so what difference does it make if it's a two-wheeler or a three-wheeler? Obviously, he's understanding a two-wheeler is more made as transportation to get from point A to point B. A three-wheeler is more of a toy, and that's what he asers. What we would say in such a scenario is that a person has to take into account as he finishes off the minog that is in that particular locale. Take into account all the many different factors that we've been discussing. Person has to take into account, well, if it's transportation, is there a concern of going chutzot chum? Is there a concern of uvdu duchol? Is there a concern of shema yisakin? Have to take into account all these factors. And then a person has to decide whether this is something which is appropriate on Shabbos. Something like Zilzul Shabbos, Uvda Dechol, is something which is in fact established by the residents of a locale. If this is considered something in a specific location, which is not considered to be within the spirit of Shabbos, so then in fact that deems it not within the spirit of Shabbos. So once we've gotten around any issue with the Me'ikr Hadin in Halacha, there's no problem of Eruv, there's no problem of transportation, there's no problem of Shema Yisakin. None of these issues are real problems. And it's just a toy. It's a toy that I want to let my children use. So then one has to ask themselves that question of whether this is within the spirit of Shabbos, which often has to do with the location that you're living in, which often has to do with the minhag of the city where you are. Very often we are accustomed to thinking, no, there's no halachic issue, so just because my neighbor does this, so I don't care. There's no halachic issue. I'm going to let my children do it. No, when it comes to Shabbos, uvda dechol, when it comes to these more vague areas of Shabbos, the society around you does decide what is within the spirit and what is not within the spirit. And therefore, if something is viewed as not within the spirit of Shabbos, that could be a violation of Shabboson in the words of the Ramban, and that could in fact be a problem on Shabbos. So yes, it is vague, but that does not absolve us from trying to figure out what the definition of Zilzul Shabbos is in this area, and to make sure that we are keeping to its standards. Yes.
So scooters would be different than a bicycle because they're not blown up and there's no chain. Scooter.
Yeah, a scooter could be, yeah. A scooter could be, again, and now scooters are very popular. So I would say that scooters would, again, if it's you being used as a mode of transportation. I think that would be a reason already off the bat to say that it's uvda dechol, like the poskim are saying over here. This is a mode of transportation, but if it's used as a toy, so then I think it's me'ikr adin, it's mutter, and then one just has to be concerned about whether it gives off an impression of Zilzul Shabbos and
Okinawa. Rabbi, if a bicycle has training wheels on it, it's a two-wheeler, but it has training wheels, so presumably not going to be used for a long trip. It's obviously for children or for people who are learning how to ride the bike. Would that be considered not within the problem of transportation because it's specifically designated, so to speak, for?
Yeah, I would think a bike with training wheels is like a tricycle. But remember that Rosh Hashanah would still aser if it has wheels that would be inflated. Even the tricycle, he was only mako if it's the wheels that don't need to be inflated.
But then something. And then just one more thing, something like a big wheels or something with these plastic wheels, that would be okay. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how do we know when to apply the Shema Yitaken clause? Like, aren't there other things that we use on Shabbos? Why aren't we worried that maybe you're going to fix it? All of a sudden we're worried that you're going to blow up a tire for a bike. But what about other things?
So it is a good question. And you have basically three approaches in the Paiskin. One approach is exactly what you're saying. It's where Chazal said it, nowhere else. Chazal said it by instruments, that's it. The other approach, the other extreme is, no, anywhere where there's this concern was included in the Gezerah. And then you have the middle approach, where it's used as like a sniff lahachmi. Where the Rabbanim, the Paiskim, are not excited about something, and they're not going to say anything with a problem, they're going to say across the board is aser. Where anyways, they have other reasons to be machmer. This is a concern, and therefore they'll throw it in. I would say that this is that middle category. So I don't have a great answer for you, but you will see that this is often thrown in, even in other discussions, as a reason to be machmer. Usually not exclusively a reason to be machmer, because, again, that argument could be made that there's no official gzera. But since the svara does exist, it does lean us in more of a direction of chumrah. So this is a good question. Yeah, Alan?
Thank you.
So somebody from a Sephardi from Deal said to me, Ben Ish Chai would ride his bicycle to shul every Shabbos. So therefore in the afternoon, I'm going to be training for a bike marathon and I'm going to ride every Shabbos afternoon because it was okay from the Ben Ish Chai. So it shows how when communities even accept upon themselves, doesn't mean it's always reliable.
100%. And it also shows that person really never read the Ben Ish Chai. Because it's right. Clear from the Ben Ish Chai, he's never seen a bicycle, let alone ride it to shul every Shabbos. So exactly. Yes, you're correct. These are the tshuvas. One day we'll give a shiur on used and abused tshuvas. So tshuvas that have been abused over the ages. So the Ben Ish Chai definitely ranks, even though I think to a certain degree, Achshar Dara, very rarely will we see adults riding bicycles on Shabbos these days. In Sephardic communities, you'll see it more often, correct?
Right. Also, does this lead to the next question about swimming on Shabbos? Like, I don't know if you know, that's coming up in the future topics.
Swimming on Shabbos is really a separate conversation because it involves so many other
issues. I know.
On a shorthand, we will say people should not swim on Shabbos, but I don't know if we're going to be dealing with it head on. Now, this really came as almost as an addendum to the whole.
The addendum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Shkaya.
With regard to the problem of Shema Yitzhaken Kli, isn't there another distinction between that which is expensive and that you are likely to fix it versus, let's say, a toy or something that's very cheap, and if it breaks, nobody is going to bother to fix it. So that should be an important distinction as well. Let's say, if you have an expensive bike, then you're not going to simply, if it breaks down, you're not simply going to abandon it. You'll try to fix it. But if it's a cheap bike, a used bike, a rusty bike, then one can argue that if it breaks or the wheel comes off or whatever, you're going to abandon it. You're not going to bother to fix it. And certainly if it's a toy for a child, they're very cheap. You're not going to bother to fix it. So shouldn't that also be a concern with regard to this particular gzeira?
Yeah, I hear the svar to be mechalek in such a way. I do hear, yeah.
Because I think I have a friend who is a Sephardi, and he told me that he asked a Sephardic Rav, and the Sephardic Rav told him he can ride his bike as long as it's a cheap bike, and that he would abandon it if it breaks down in the middle. So he shared.
Yeah, that's, he's trying to he's trying to circumvent, like you're saying, all the svaras of Rav Avadia. So he's trying to say there's not going to be any Shem Yisakin in that case, and he's probably not concerned like the Ben Ish Chai that he's going to be Chutzut Chum, and therefore there's no issue of Avdu D'chol. Yeah, that's what he's trying.
So do any poskim bring that up?
I did not see any. Uh-huh. Okay, Rabbi Isai.